Hello and welcome to the Lost Skills Podcast, where we believe if the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy. Today's episode is episode 37. So I have a topic I think you guys will like today, but first let's do a little personal news and updates. I got my website going. I keep posting a little bit here and there. I got some time with the old one, so I'm going to try to get the new one caught up. And like I said, when I do, then it'll be gone, or I'll just put on there a link going to the new one for a little while so everybody can find it in their feed and stuff. I really have to get my butt going on getting an iTunes set up for the new site. I think there's a way I can just use my old feed, but I'm not sure, so I'll just probably start a new one. Also, I'm in the process of building a cart for taking my firewood from the pile to the wood stove, which is kind of something I really need to do because carrying it one piece at a time kind of sucks. I was working on my truck this weekend and I went to take the rear axle out and I loosened the bolt that kept the pinion gears in. It was snapped off inside of there from someone else, either that or it broke by itself, but I was trying to get in there with a drill bit and drill it out. Finally, I got pissed and went to the hardware store and bought an easy out and a drill bit. Would you believe that they make an 1/8-inch drill bit that's 6 inches long and costs $7? It's crazy. The bummer is I'll probably won't use that 1/8-inch drill bit again unless I really need to get somewhere in like a tight area or something. Oh, and another thing I'd like to bring up is I actually did get a chance to watch Doomsday Preppers. I watched it on the internet and I think I was pretty much right. They do paint a lot of them people as weirdos. Now I did watch 3 episodes and it was entertaining, but I feel that some of their assessments were pretty off, but overall it was kind of entertaining. So I guess it kind of makes me mad and it's entertaining at the same time. It's kind of weird to describe. I do give the people in the show credit because they are way more prepared than I am, but I'm working on it. The only thing I don't like is just the way they paint the people in the show. They make them look like they should be locked up, kind of. And I don't go for that. I guess it's my own thing. I don't know. But now let's get into today's subject, which is how to build a knife from a file. I would also like to say that next week's show will most likely be on building a log cabin, and that idea was submitted by Ron Cole on Facebook, and I just got to do a little more research and get that done before I get to doing that. But okay, so back to today's subject, how to build a knife from a file. First off, why would you use a file? Well, for one thing, files are a very, very good grade steel. They're very hardenable, and they come hard already. Although they do present some challenges in the already hardened state, they are a good choice if you don't have the ability to harden steel or don't know the proper ways of doing it. Some of the other reasons you might want to use a file is because, for one, you can find files everywhere. You might have some old wore-out files, or you can go to a yard sale usually and pick up a file for a quarter or 50 cents. And you can get a lot of different size files. You can get very small files, or you can get really big ones like they use for lathe work and stuff like that. So the sizes aren't that limited. I mean, you can't make a machete out of a file. I've never seen a file that big, but you know, they probably do make them, so keep your eyes peeled. Maybe you'll do that too. There is one drawback to using a file. If you don't anneal the file, which is to make it softer, you won't be able to drill any holes in it, but it depends on what you're going to do with it. You might want to just wrap the handle with cordage, which would be fine, or you could do what I did, and I just took some two-part epoxy, that stuff that looks like silly putty, and put that on the handle, and I shaped it to size and painted it so it looked all right, and that worked as a good handle for the knife I have. So before we get going into how to build a file, there are some things you need to know, which are the properties of a file. First off, they're very hard. They're a Rockwell hardness of, I think it's 65, if I remember right. It's been a really long time since I took metallurgy. But if you look at the end where there's the tang, that's always like a bluish color, and that's always the softened part of the file. Now, another property that a file has is because it is so hard that if you use it as a pry bar, it will snap pretty easily. So that's something that needs to be addressed when you're making a knife out of a file, because you might want to do some prying or digging or something with the knife. A lot of good knives will stand up to it. But there's a way, and I'll tell you how later. So now the next question you need to ask yourself is, why would you want to build your own knife? Well, you might want to do it just because the idea intrigues you, such as my friend RJ, who says it intrigued him, but once he's seen how hard it was, he decided not to. And it's really not that hard. I think he's just scared. But you may be one of the several people out there that have owned, like, the $20 or $25 knives from Walmart, or, you know, maybe even a $50 knife, and you just find them lacking in some way. Maybe you have your own designs in your mind and things you want to do with your knife. So that might be the reason why you want to tackle making your own knife. But I suggest definitely trying to make one with a file first, because like I said, it's really cheap. If you get into some of them custom steels and stuff, they can cost quite a bit of money. And then if you make a mistake, you're out all the money for the steel. So now let's talk a little bit about laying your knife out. What I did was I took a file and I took a grinder and I ground all the little teeth off of the file. And then I took a pencil and I just laid out the profile of the blade I wanted, which is basically just a regular old clip point blade. And I have the privilege of being able to use a plasma cutter, so I used a plasma cutter. But you may not want to do this step because you might not have the ability to re-harden a piece of steel. So if you don't have the ability, this isn't the way to go. What I would do is lay it out and either take a grinder and then just cut off the excess metal with the grinder while dunking it in water and keeping it cool. If it turns blue, then you've made your mistake. Either that, or you could use a Dremel tool with a cutoff wheel to shape it to the profile that you want. So now that you got the blade in the shape that you want it to be, there are two different ways you can actually shape the blade. One is which is a grind and quench, which I explained before, that will keep the original hardness of the blade. Every time you grind for a few seconds, then you quench in water, and then you grind and quench in water. And you can keep doing that. Or you could just take a grinder and grind it until it's done, and then you can re-harden it if you have a little forge or something, or even one of them big propane leaf burners running through a couple of pieces of fire brick will get you a nice little forge good enough for doing a small knife. So it's up to you to pick whichever method you want to do. What I basically did is I just ground it until I was done, and then I could re-harden it because I have a way to harden it. I just use either a torch, or I use my outdoor wood stove with the door open when it's in its burning cycle, which gets plenty hot enough to heat up a piece of steel. So after you've took your grinder and you've cut your piece of steel out to whichever profile you want, and then you actually ground into the sides and put the taper on the blade and all that, you got all that stuff done. There are some other tools you're going to need to finish this out, which first would be a piece of some sandpaper and varying grits. That way you can polish and shape the blade the way you want. And trust me, if it's a hard piece of steel, you'll go through some sandpaper. You can use a grinder with wheels with various grits. That way you could get the finish you want. Another tool that would be helpful is if you have a belt sander. You could put a belt sander upside down in a vise, and you can use that to help profile your blade. Also, if you have an air compressor, you could get yourself one of them air sanders, which basically it's like a grinder, but instead of a grinding wheel, you put a sanding wheel on, and it's about 4 inch in diameter, and it's like a flexible back sanding wheel. And they actually work killer in this application. But not everybody has access to air. Another tool you might want for finishing out is a buffing wheel. Now, you don't have to have a buffing wheel. You can go back to using the sandpaper, like I said, but it does take quite a bit longer. And also, you want a bucket of water to cool down your knife when you're working on it. Also, I almost forgot, if you do anneal the piece of steel that you're going to work on, you can use a file on it. But you can't use a file on a file that isn't softened. Otherwise, it'll just slide past each other. It'll feel like almost sliding on a slick piece of glass. And those are just some of the various things that you're going to need in the course of this project. And I guess I should have put it in a little earlier, but I figured better late than never. I kind of had it flip-flopped here in my notes when I was writing it down. So now we're going to say that you got your knife pretty much in the stage where it needs to be, which is with a profile cut out and a nice taper on it and everything, and just about sharp. Now the next thing you want to do is, when it's almost sharp, is to take some duct tape or some electrical tape or something like that, put it over the edge of the blade, because it can be sharp and it can cut you, but remember, you can also get cut with a dull blade, and that's the one that usually hurts the worst. Now you got to think of what you want to make the handle out of. Some of the suggestions that you can make the handle out of are wood, bone, micarta, which is a composite of linen, canvas, paper, fiberglass, carbon fiber, or other fabric in a thermosetting plastic. If you also have the right kind of tang, you can make a handle out of stacked washers. You can wrap rope around it, or you can actually wrap like a twine around it and use like a varnish to seal the twine and make a handle that way. The handle material is only limited by your imagination. A lot of times you'll see elk antler and deer antler used in handles for knives, which actually falls under the category of bone, but it is different bone, I guess. Now, going back to what I said earlier in the podcast, I actually use a two-part epoxy putty, which you could buy at like Walmart or any other store like that, and it usually has the two pieces that are separated by a piece of plastic, and you just knead them together until they're a uniform color, and then you stick them on the knife and they harden up in like 15 minutes or so. What I did was I got it to a basic shape, and then after it was dry, I used sandpaper on it. I got it all formed to the shape I wanted, and then I took some tape and I taped off the metal parts of the knife and I painted the epoxy part black, and it's been holding up pretty good. So now when you're talking about handles, we need to talk about tangs a little bit, which the tang is actually the part of the metal that's under the handle of the knife. There's a full tang knife, which is the metal runs all the way to the back tip of the knife. And most of the times a full tang knife will have the metal exposed, sticking out through the sides of the handle. But not always, but most of the time. And then a hidden tang is usually a knife that just has a full tang, but it's hidden underneath the handle. And if I remember right, there's a half tang, which is basically, it almost just looks like a tip, and then they like force the knife and the handle material together with some epoxy in it, and that's how they do it. It's Mora knives are made in that kind of construction, where it's not really a full tang, but they do stand up to some abuse. Next thing you need to figure out is if you want to put a handguard on before you put your handle on. First, you need to figure out what you're going to make it out of. I used a piece of steel and I cut a slot in it and I shaped the steel to the shape I want, and that's what I use for my handguard. Or you don't need a handguard at all. A lot of homemade knives don't have handguards. Handguards are something that's kind of reserved more towards a fighting style knife and stuff like that. I mean, everybody's gotten used to seeing them on hunting knives and stuff, but they aren't really necessary. You can use brass or aluminum for a handguard if you really want to. But like I said before, it's your knife. The possibilities are endless. It's whatever you want to try. So once you've figured out what you want to use for the material and what you want is in way of a handguard, if you want one or not, now you need to figure out how you're going to attach the handle to the knife. So there are ways to do this. If you've softened your knife up by annealing, you can just drill some holes and put some pins through the knife and the material and epoxy everything together. Or you could actually just peen some rivets in the handle and that would hold it in place too. A lot of people don't even bother to use pins anymore. They just take the two halves of the knife handle and they coat the knife handle and then the pieces that are going on the handle with some very quick drying epoxy, and they just stick them on there and hold them into place until it's dry, and then they just shape everything the way they want. You can also buy a two-way screw, which has a screw and then a back plate, and you'll see it on some knives, and they're okay to use. I use some on my knife, and I don't know if I would use them again. They're all right. I bought mine at the hardware store, but they have regular knife ones that work probably much better than the ones I used. But since there's no knife building supply place around the corner, I just used whatever I could get my hands on. And I also glued mine with epoxy, which was probably more than enough on one of the knives I made. Well, I was just going through everything and I realized I forgot to tell you how to heat and quench your knife. So I guess I'll just do it now before I get any further and I forget again. Because I won't just go back and put it in, I'll just leave it here. Well, first, when you take a knife and if you use the method that I use, just grind it until it's done. All you have to do is you take the knife and you get a good fire going in like my wood stove, or if you have a forge or something, you get it glowing until you can stick a magnet to it and the magnet don't stick no more. and then you can oil quench your knife. You can use various other medias, but oil quenching a file works pretty good. And then it's pretty hard after that, so you'll want to take a little bit of the hardness out of the blade so you can clean it up really good. You don't want any traces of the oil left on it. And then you just take it and you put it in your oven at like 450 degrees or 500 degrees for like 4 or 5 hours. The best way I found to do this is to use a toaster oven. Most toaster ovens go up to 400 or 450. And then I just leave it in the garage for four hours or so while I'm doing something else. It is a necessary step to do because it'll put a little toughness back into your blade so that when you go to pry on it the first time, you don't snap the blade right off. So there, now that I got my brain fart took care of, let's talk about shaping your handle a little bit. Once you've got it all attached to your knife, you could shape it many ways. You can just take some sandpaper and shape it by hand, or you could use a belt sander flipped upside down in a vise and you can just sand it on the belt sander until you get the proper shape you want. I did a combination of both, and I guess it's kind of a personal thing. You could even use wood rasps if you have them. I don't have any, which I don't know why I don't, but I don't. And I really didn't feel the need to go run out and buy them for the project. So once you got that all took care of, what you want to do is if you have a wood material, you might want to rub it with like linseed oil or some other type of preservative. You don't want to use varnish because once varnish gets wet, it'll get slippery in your hands and your knife will slip out of your hands and you could hurt yourself or someone else. But yeah, linseed oil is pretty good. And another thing you're going to want to do is, since this is carbon steel blade, you have to make sure you oil it up every time you use it or clean it. So just keep a nice little coating like vegetable oil or something on it. If you're not going to use it for food, it doesn't matter. You could use WD-40 or something like that. It's just something little extra you gotta do. So let's talk a little bit about coatings to preserve your knife. You can actually take your knife and you can blue your knife and you can give it that nice finish like your firearms have. Depending on how smooth your knife will depend how your bluing looks. I left my knife a little rough when I did it just because I didn't want to mess around, you know, getting it like super smooth. But when I blued it, it kind of made it look more antique-like, which was kind of what I was going for, more or less. You can also heat the knife up a little bit, and you can stick it in coffee grounds, and that'll give it an antique-type finish. And basically, what these finishes are controlled oxidation of the steel. They're not going to waterproof the knife or anything. They'll make them a little more water-resistant, but you actually will still have to oil them up and everything after you're done using them. You could also just leave your knife just kind of natural and leave it that way. Or you could take it to a gunsmith, and I think the coating they put on is like a parkerizing or something, where they put a coating on a knife and then they heat it up and it sets. You can have that put on your knife too, which will make a tough, durable coating, and it'll resist rust, but anywhere there's still metal exposed will still rust, like the edge of the knife and stuff, so you still will have to oil it. But them are pretty much all the easy coating ways that you can do yourself. Now that you got your knife done, I just want to talk about how to build a sheath real quick. There are a couple different materials you can use for making a sheath. One is leather, and one is called Kydex, which is like a heat molding plastic. Now you can also go to the hardware store somewhere and get yourself a dog bone and soak that in water and then leave it sit out, and it'll get into a nice hard like chip after it dries, and then you can loosen it up by getting it wet and you can form that to your knife. And it's something which I've heard people refer to as caveman kydex, which is basically just a piece of rawhide. It's supposed to work really well for a knife sheath. I've never actually tried it, but it'll actually, once you get it formed to shape, it'll retain your knife in there and stuff. And it's something I've been meaning to do and I just haven't done. So first thing you want to do is you kind of figure out how you want to make your sheath. Then you lay your knife on the thing and you go around the knife, leaving a half inch extra space all the way around the knife. And then you just kind of fold it over and you can stitch it using like a leather stitching awl, or you can actually stick a big, like not a quilting needle, but you know, like a really big heavy duty needle and a drill press and a block of wood, and you can punch the holes that way. And then you can use stitching to stitch it up. And some different types of stitching is you can use regular string. You can use sinew, which is animal ligaments from the back of their spine and stuff. And they also do sell like an artificial sinew. And then you can use monofilament, and then you can just sew your sheath together that way. I don't want to get into stitching here and stuff, because you can just look up different ways to stitch stuff on the internet. And the only other thing is, if you want to have a snap your knife into place, you'll just need to buy yourself a snap kit. And then it's basically two pieces, and you put the snap in one side, and you pound a snap through the leather, and then you're pretty much done. So I hope you enjoyed listening to how to make your own knife out of a file. I know I kind of went fast on kind of things, and I had the order a little jumbled up. I don't know how I did it messed up in my notes like that, but maybe sometime I'll redo it with a little more detail, and maybe even with some pictures on my website once I get everything up and running and things took care of. I do have a few knives that are in the process of being made, so maybe I'll bang that one out for my friend and then take some pictures while I'm doing it. But like I said, I hope you enjoyed the episode, and visit us at our new website, which is www.lostskillspodcast.com, and check us out. I'm putting some old episodes up. Maybe they're ones you haven't listened to if you're a new listener or something. So, hope to see you guys there. We'll be doing the switch out sometime shortly once I get my butt in gear. So I think I'm going to end the show right here. And this is Jeff Radke, and until next time, keep your stick on the ice.